Beloved Master, there is a longing to connect deeper with you. And I feel a bit sad because I know that it's only me that is in the way. But I cannot force the heart to open. Although I feel it's melting and there is so much beauty and support for it. I don't know what more to say. Please cut off my head. And thank you so much for everything. With love and gratefulness, Ojas. I have stopped cutting off heads. I'm too lazy. And it's a little violent. No, instead, I just opening heart. Then head is gone. So you see, Ojas, that is only you in the way. So you are taking the responsibility for it. And then you feel sad. So that is already the beginning. Because why should you be sad when you have so much beauty and support for to open? And the heart is longing to open. No? That's what the heart is there for. So you have to see what is these habits that holds yourself back from what you want, from what you're longing for. You have to bring a little more courage into your life. Take a little more risk. How does that feel? Huh? Does it feel right? Yes. So you play with it, bring in some ideas whenever you think about it, and remember what I said, no? Because the ego, the personality, has always been hiding, no? And you're a sensitive man. So many times you hold yourself back, no? Because you're unsure. But here, no need. Because here you don't need to show off anything. You can just be yourself. That's what you have to trust. Just find new ways to come out. And you sent me nice music, piano music. No, you play piano, no? Elton John also, he was a piano player. Huh? Very nice. So just imagine what's in the future. Huh? Expand. Be creative. And that also reminds me that the people here, many musicians are here, many singers are here, no? So you should come more together. You should come more together and join forces, no? Be creative and play with it. Because then you support each other. Normally people are alone, they want to make it alone, no? But what is just one piano? What is just one guitar? What is just one voice when you can have a whole orchestra, no? Whole orchestra, no? Then you get blown away, no? That's what you have to learn. That's what the Sangha is for. And in the meantime, you expand. You learn from others. You learn to be in tune. You become more creative. You go outside your ideas, your limitation, how you make something, how you behave. So that's my suggestion, and suggestion for everybody on all levels, but now we are talking about the music department. No? So all those sleepy musicians, I want to shake them up. create something more. Mystic band, Dhamma Mountain style. Come on. How does that sound, Ojas? Huh? No, you're smiling now. How does your heart feel then? How does your heart feel now? Good? Don't think. That's the problem. You've been too much thinking. Don't think. Take chances, no? But many people, they are sensitive people, they keep themselves more in the background, no? But you have a lot to give. Just have to come out. So now, all the musicians, now we soon go into silence, I think. Tomorrow, no? Huh? And today is Sunday, they say. So today you have to have a meeting. You have to have a meeting. Last chance. No, Babaji has talked about it. You come together, plan something for after the retreat. Okay? Have to come out. Many people, sensitive people, no, intelligent people, creative people, they hold themselves down, no, because the ego is not there to be better, so they cannot function. If many people have a strong ego, they want to show how good they are, no. They struggle, but the people who are more sensitive, they don't struggle, no, and in that way, maybe they never come out. But you have to come out just out of positiveness, out of your creativity, not because of the ego. Don't be afraid of that. You have to expand. Many people, very sensitive, they don't function so good in the society. I lived many years in Pune with my master there, Osho. And there was another mystic, enlightened master who had lived, many in fact, who had lived in Pune. But one that became very close to me, one man called Mehababa. He had left his body then, but I met his caretakers and so on. And when he was a little boy in Pune, then he used to bike to the school every day. And there was an old woman sitting under a tree on his way to school. And they started getting a connection because this Mehababa, of course, he had something in him from before. He was a very special child. And he was also a poet when he was a child. He wrote beautiful poetry. He also played many different instruments. So this was his way just to be in the flow. Very beautiful. He already had a very good sense of the arts. But he was very sensitive, so he didn't fit in so good in school, he didn't so fit so good in the family. He was a bit of a loser, no? You can recognize yourself like that little outsider. And then at one point, he had to stop. This woman was calling him over. And already they had, and was very attracted to this old woman sitting under this tree. Then he went over, and she just grabbed his head and kissed him on the forehead. And he went into a total daze, totally gone. He lost total consciousness of what was happening. And then he was very useless for a long time because he had no interest anymore of the normal world, of the school, everything. He got catapulted into something different. That is the danger when you come in contact with the mystic. So something got awakened in him. then he was totally lost. For a few years, he was just elusive, in very good space, but not integrated, no? And that is the problem many times in this situation. I mean, it's very seldom it happens. But to integrate the experience, the awakening. Because it's so new that you don't know how to function anymore. But then he met another master, of course, because existence prepare and take care of you and supply you with what you need if you really are on the path. This other man was called Upasani Maharaj. And he heard about him, and again he was very attracted to go and meet this man. And he lived in a very little shack, and it was a courtyard in front, and whoever came, he would scream, "Get away, go away, Jalo." Very nice master, didn't want to get disturbed. And Meher Baba came, and he was very fragile, very beautiful young man, very innocent, of course. But he could recognize something, but he still said, "Don't come closer. Get away from here." And then Meher Baba, he went even closer, because that's why he was there. He was so attracted. So this Upasani Maharaj, he took a stone and he threw it. And he hit him just in the forehead, in between the eyes where this woman have kissed him. And that did something. Now he got integrated more. So you never know how it's going to happen. And then this Upasani Maharaj, he saw that it was a unique man, young man. And he was lost, and he wanted to take care. So then that became his main master and helped him to settle in this awakening. So awakening might happen, but to integrate it into this world, that takes time. No? It's not like, oh, and like some people say, "Oh, no, I'm enlightened, oh, I'm going, I want to start giving satsang." Some people say that. "Oh, no, I'm enlightened." "And when did you get enlightened?" 5 o'clock yesterday, I got enlightened. I had this experience a year after Osho left his body. Then I was totally lost for a few years also, because it was so new and everything of the old was gone. So you don't know really how to function in the world. It's a very strange place then. And then in some mysterious way, existence brought me to Papaji. And then he took care of me, just like this Upasani Maharaj took care of Meher Baba. So that's how it works. Okay. So don't worry, Ojas. Just come more out, have more fun, and make some music. I can't imagine, I can't believe that we don't have some cool CDs yet. You guys are just so slow, all these musicians. Just doing some singing, playing, I'll enjoy it. Hey, get it out there, make a CD, man. Have fun. Then more people can enjoy your music also. Just singing in the tent every Saturday. What is that? Come on. Kabir says, the blind man is searching in the darkness. What are his chances? The blind man is searching in the darkness. What are his chances? How does will he find what he's looking for in the darkness? You are looking outside like this in the darkness. How can you find? What you are searching for is within. Come back to yourself. In our heart are beautiful landscapes and gardens. Within are the seven oceans and millions of stars. And within us is the fountain of youth. Within lives our Savior. And within is the eternal message. Friends, within is the Master's realm. Listen to him. Where's Fernando? Beloved Swa, this is my first retreat, my first time in Norway, and my first letter to you. Welcome. This is for sure the most important and special moment in my life. I think that there is no other way to say it. And it is not because it is my first everything, but it is because my heart just feels that way. When your heart is involved, then everything changes, no? Do you speak English? Yes, okay. It just feels that way. It feels like my life have just begun. I just feel at home now, like if I was here before. Yes, this is exactly the feeling, because the heart is always at home, is connected with your home. But you have been away. That everybody is trained to listen to the head, no? To go out. The blind man seeking for something in the darkness. How can he find it? No, I brought you back now. Then it feels like home, because that is always been there. But you have to go deeper than the surface. I also think that for the first time I'm following the path of my heart. Don't think, no, it is. Because who is teaching you this? Actually, I think this is the first time I could really feel what my heart was saying. And I just feel love and happiness inside. Isn't that great? So easy. Very good. I'm happy to hear. For the first time, this is what's happening. And this is why I go on also. Otherwise, I would pack up. At least these good results. People are happy. People come back. They're opening their heart for the first time in their life. Very beautiful. On my first satsang, you looked in my direction. I didn't know if you were looking at me because I couldn't see clearly anymore. The energy was too strong. On my second satsang, I knew that there was no way back, no better place to go. I just want to stay, and I could be sitting here the whole day. This will grow on you, Fernando. This is just the beginning. First it's difficult, just a few minutes, then few hours, then no, the whole day. And look now, these people, they want the whole life. Be careful. Satsang for me is this magic moment that we can sit down to listen, to learn, feel this strongest love and enjoy. And after that, the day is complete. That's how it is. No matter what you do then or not do, it's fine. Because you are fine. It's not so easy to function very efficient after satsang. At least not for me. But it's fine. Because the most important is done, no? The day is complete. I have no idea of all these, all the things I'm about to discover from now on about myself. How deep is the journey? But I'm just in love with my life now. And I just feel the pull to dive in. I don't need anything else. I'm very lucky and grateful. Very nice, Fernando. You was ready for this. First, people have to fall in tune, no? They have to learn, they have to listen. A new language. A forgotten language. A forgotten way of being, of just enjoying, coming back, where the day is complete in itself. You are complete in yourself. That can take time because it's new. People have to sink into it. Then the next is to get settled there in yourself, that it becomes unshakable, it becomes you. It's not new, you. It's not new anymore, it's you. It becomes part of you. It's not just an experience, it's your reality. Then the next step, no, you have to unlearn everything. First you have to learn, then you have to unlearn. So you're just empty, natural. First you go from one opposite to you go from the negative to the positive. From confusion, darkness, to the light, to clarity. From sadness to happiness. That is fantastic. But then the next you have to unlearn everything. So you just become innocent, peaceful, empty. I don't need anything else. I'm very lucky and grateful. I recently moved to Ibirakera. And I was searching for a new beginning and a simple and beautiful life. And then, in less than 30 days, I was here. Yes. They have this saying, take one step close to God and He takes 100 towards you, no? This is the proof. That is the proof you're doing the right thing. Things are happening effortless. And then when you get the taste of that, then you become grateful, no? You become, how could this happen? You could never do it, and still, in spite of you, it happened. Then you get trust. Then you feel the love. Then you get grateful. How could this happen? So much beauty, so amazing things, so quick. This is what is going on with me right now. things are just flowing so easy, so smooth, just love and peace. I'm also very happy to know that after here, I'll be there, closer to Mevlana Garden, and from now on, close to you. You're a lucky man, huh? How come you're so lucky, huh? thank you with all my heart. Thank you for sharing such a wisdom, and thank you for spreading this unique love. And thank you, Sangha, Fernando. Welcome, Fernando. To know it means I have to go back to Birakara Mevlana Garden also, because you will be waiting then. The beautiful thing, among many beautiful things in India, is that there they recognize and they worship and they are grateful for the mystics. I was just telling you about Babaji, and this woman who lived under that tree, she got very famous because she stayed there very long time under that tree, and people took care of her. And even today, that place is there, and they have made a samadhi and a place of worship there, of prayer that you can go. Of course, now the city has expanded a lot. Before, it was in a very poor neighborhood, much more space. Now it's much more houses around, but the place is there and it's beautiful to go. Hasrat Babajan was her name. So anybody who ends up in Pune, which I don't think is many now, because what is there now? But it's a nice place. I have good memories from Pune. Even here, some people came to me in Pune. I had satsang. That Somali, she came to satsang, first satsang in Pune. Now look, she's still there. You see, so Fernando. Huh? You see now Fernando, how it goes. Huh? Look at her, she's still smiling. Doesn't say anything, just smiling. She came, she never left, no. The day is complete. Huh? Beloved Babaji, beautiful, so beautiful. It's simply beautiful to be in these mountains, here, in this beautiful place, which embraces me. My heart is overflowing with love and ecstasy. Yesterday, in satsang, I got into such an ecstasy, my heart only wanted to dance and to offer itself to you. To live and to die in this love 1,000 times. Thank you, beloved, for bringing me here, for calling me. Your love makes me crazy. Love, yours, Munisha. Munisha, you've always been crazy. But now, with this, all this love and ecstasy, then you really get crazy. And you have different kinds of craziness. Ordinary, for ordinary people, when you are crazy, that means they are stuck below the mind. They are slave of the mind. This kind of craziness, there's a divine craziness that I'm talking about, I'm teaching you. Then you go above the mind. That's when you feel ecstasy and love. So it's a good craziness. So be crazy, because you've always been crazy, but now you are divine crazy. And that is much better. Just take it, Munisha. Don't hide, just take it. You're getting warm now, huh? It's totally fine to be happy and ecstatic. No, you're an innocent woman. Just accept it. The day is complete. It's a miracle you came here. I heard that you had a little hard time in the airport in São Paulo. Is it true? Because you're a little afraid of flying and going in big journey, no? That how all children, they are like the woo, like that. In that plane? No, no. And I heard they almost took your luggage out because you did not want to go in that jumbo jet. Manisha, is it true?
Yes.
And that's what I'm teaching you, to overcome your fears. You see? And it was a perfect test for you. Because the fear was there, but it didn't hold you back. You had something that was stronger. The connection with Babaji, with the heart, with love. So no, nothing will stop you. That was very good. You did it against yourself, no? The heart won, love won. Then you prove yourself like that, then love will come stronger, no? Don't let fear win. I'm so proud of you. That's what happens. Your translator, Kamal. Why are you sitting there?
I just translated.
No, you finished now. It was better then. Because Kamal, he knows, he wrote to me, what is satsang? It is the highlight of my life. Every morning when I wake up, what moves me? It is this meeting with truth itself. A place where the heart opens with no fear, no effort, where laughter and tears come easily, purifying all falseness. Where the I disappears, and what remains is the realization that we are all the same. We are all one. Where the ego is not welcome, and the time stops, the mind disappears, and what remains is a soft presence open to receive the blessings of the Guru. Where all the noise goes away and the sacred silence takes over. Where I meet my Guru, I meet God, I meet myself. It is a space where insight comes up and decisions are taken. I look back to my life and see so many decisions I took in a satsang, or by its influence, hundreds, small and big. And all of them have something in common. I have never regretted one. Not one single decision that I have taken in this clarity of satsang. And because of all those decisions, my life has transformed completely, for better, much better, and keeps on transforming and keeps on getting better. So, where else to be? What to ask for? I just want to stay where I am now, here, with you, beloved, learning, growing and feeling all this immense gratitude that fills my heart and is overflowing. I love you so much. At your feet, Kamal. That is satsang.
This is our aloneness. This is our time. This is the mountain we all have to climb. This is our destiny.
Beloved, the thoughts are flies. I'm the watcher. Silence has descended. Human interactions are all games. Amongst the trees, the lover is embraced. Malika. You see here, among the trees where the lover is embraced, then one becomes a poet. Everything is coming from that space effortlessly. Silence has descended. Let everything comes from that silence. Then everything will be beautiful. Ordinary things comes from noise, means people's minds. Then everything becomes chaotic. When it comes from silence, then it becomes beautiful. Gorgeous. Loving. Peaceful. So let everything comes from that silence. But my dear Malika, you wrote a very nice letter last time you were here, and I didn't have time to read it. So I will read it now. beloved Master, you said, I met Yamuna many years ago in Bergen. I had never felt before, at least in this life, such a gentle, unwavering, loving presence. I fell in love with her, with all the energy, the space, at once. And now, beloved, when I have found you and I see her sitting in front of you in satsang, I feel that I'm drowning in this love, in your love. And today in satsang, when she gave you the flowers and laid down, surrendering at your feet, she didn't lay down, she melted. It really shook me to the core, to the core. I felt a longing so deep I never thought possible, a longing for that place of devotion and the possibility to share it with another. For devotion to happen, first it has to be love. And for love to happen, it has to be total trust, where you can just be yourself, totally naked. Then the flowering of this trust and love, that is devotion. Devotion comes by itself. That is a grace, a blessing from beyond. It's bigger than you. And is almost unheard of in this world now. It's a sacred feeling. And that's what everybody is longing for, because of course you want to melt. You want to be devoted to love itself, to God itself. I surrendered to that longing I felt, and suddenly I was no more there. I was not in my body. I was inside her, at your feet, melting in love and in gratitude and freedom. That's how love is one love. You as a separate entity is left. Only then love can take over. That is surrendering. Then I was also inside you, feeling her and everybody. Then I was everywhere, and then back in my body. Beloved, it happened so quick, and it was so big and so beautiful. I thank you again, beloved Master. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what I want to show you. It's possible, no? And when you have tasted it, then only thank you. And thank you also, Yamuna. You have opened something beautiful in me. And when I see you sitting so silent in satsang, it's really a strong support and inspiration for me to accept and go beyond my physical pain with all my heart, Malika. That's what happened to Yamuna. She forgets her physical body and then she just sits there because she's gone somewhere else now. Hafiz says, it happens all the time in heaven. And someday it will begin to happen again on earth. That man and woman who are married, and man and man who are lovers, and women and women who are giving each other light, often they will get down on their knees. And while so tenderly holding their lover's hand, with tears in their eyes, and sincerely speak, saying, my dear, my love, how can I be more loving to you? How can I be more kind? This is almost forgotten. Like everything else that is beautiful. And that's what I'm showing you, that it's possible. It happens all the time in heaven. And someday it will begin to happen again on earth. This is the proof. Know you believe it or not? One mystic said, without devotion, all you are is a beast of burden. You will need four legs and horns on your head. You will have your neck in a leash and carry around heavy loads, beaten with sticks and eating all straw, work in the fields, endure hot and cold, and work to death. That is what a life in unconsciousness is. When there is no love, no devotion in the heart. It's something forgotten, but when it reappears, you realize that it's always been there. But you can go through the whole life, even being like a human, in a human form, but just behaving like a beast of burden, carrying heavy loads, beaten with a stick. You don't recognize your own value. Friend, take interest in the subject of devotion now. You only reap what you sow. Be careful what you sow, because that will be your harvest. I say, without devotion, life is wasted, chasing illusions. Without devotion, all you are is a beast of burden. And this devotion is almost not anywhere to be found. Because it's a deep prayerfulness, gratitude, a total melting with existence, with love, with the deepest understanding. That is surrender. Where the mind is gone, gata, paragata, parasam gata, bodhisvaha, gone long behind. It's a total melting, it's not a doing. And when that grace happens, out of that, a deep understanding and gratefulness will appear. How could this happen? How beautiful. How marvelous. That will transform you forever. Because now you know. That is surrendering. That is devotion. That will be unshakable. Because it's your own realization. That is the fragrance of prayerfulness. May everyone smell that fragrance and get drunk. Aum Shanti. It happens all the time in heaven. And this is heaven. If you wake up, this very body, the Buddha, this very place, the Lotus Paradise. Aum Shanti.